This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 12, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. NASA will examine a handful of heating tiles on the wings of the Space Shuttle Discovery, which is already at the launch pad in anticipation of an October 23rd launch. At issue is whether those tiles should be replaced. The Associated Press reports three of the 44 reinforced tiles show signs of degradation in their outer coating. Thermographic inspections of the affected tiles have shown no internal defects in the tiles, which gives NASA scientists little clue to a cause. Discovery has flown at least twice with the tiles in their present state, according to NASA, with no apparent problems. But on Wednesday, NASA's Engineering and Safety Center recommended replacement of three of the tiles. That would require a trip back to the Vehicle Assembly Building for Discovery, delaying a launch by weeks. A decision is expected next week. It's a touchy decision. A breach of several leading-edge tiles was blamed for the Columbia's destruction during re-entry in 2003. All the complaints about Lockheed Martin's handling of privatized flight service stations is giving rise to questions in Congress about whether the FAA is competent to administer the transition to next-generation air traffic control. The Associated Press reported on Wednesday that members of the House Aviation Subcommittee want to know if the FAA is prepared to oversee the much larger job of moving to next-gen ATC under a contract recently awarded to ITT. The FAA Air Traffic Organization's Vice President for Acquisition and Business Services, James Washington, promised the FAA would apply lessons learned from the FSS experience. Transportation Department Inspector General Calvin Scovell warned that NextGen will require the dedicated attention of FAA's top leaders. In his testimony before the House Transportation Subcommittee on Wednesday, Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association President Phil Boyer said AOPA is still a supporter of privatization of the flight service stations, but added, quote, "My members hate this. They're mad as hell at me," unquote. Subcommittee Chair Representative James Oberstar, a Minnesota Democrat, warned, quote, "We'll hold hearings every 3 months if we have to," unquote. A McDonnell Douglas MD-82 carrying 156 passengers and a crew of seven from Egypt to Poland made an emergency landing Thursday in Istanbul. There were no casualties reported. Turkey's state news agency reported that the plane, operated by Egypt's AMC Airlines, encountered mechanical problems, then had the landing gear catch fire on landing and overshot the runway. Reuters reported the small blaze was quickly put out. A government official was quoted as saying the plane might have to be dismantled for removal from the runway. Police in Michigan are awaiting autopsy results to determine whether a body found floating near the Mackinac Bridge is that of a pilot missing since August 24th, along with her plane and passenger. Two fishermen found the remains east of the bridge's north tower near St. Ignace Monday morning. A family blog quickly carried news that the body was that of 51-year-old Karen Dodds, who disappeared on a flight with her fiancé, 55-year-old Brooke Stauffer. But police say that hasn't been determined yet and they'll wait for the autopsy. The family is confident enough to have scheduled funeral services for October 27th. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. United Airlines braces for a game of Union Hardball. An A320 makes a really hard landing at Chicago O'Hare. And Mitsubishi says it will manufacture a regional jet. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today my guest is Eric Barger, president of Rotomax, which has signed a tentative deal to provide a new Wankel engine for Sadler's new Vampire light sport aircraft. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.